The largest and most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg July 20th to 22nd, 2007, at the newly constructed Wyndham Gettysburg Hotel and Conference Center. At this supernatural summit will be close to 3,000 square feet of space where the paranormal community will come together to award excellence in the field of study, as well as establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Best-selling authors and paranormal presenters include John Zappas, Rosemary Lynn Guiley, Jeff Belanger, Charles Adams III, Troy Taylor, and Vince Wilson. Special event co-host will be none other than Mark Nesbitt, author of the Ghost of Gettysburg series. Ghost Hunters, be prepared to shop the largest paranormal trade show with vendors of ghost hunting gear, authors and books, and other fascinating otherworldly goods. Register for one of the intensive workshops. Take a ghost tour with Mark Nesbitt aboard a train or tune into the dead with Kelly Weaver, psychic medium. All details on the Ghost World Conference website at www.ghostworldconference.com. Register online at the site with PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, or e-check. Group discounts available for groups of 10 or more. Please email info@ghostworldconference.com for details. All sales are final. Ghost World Conference is a production of Ghost World LLC and sponsorship by X-Zone Radio.
Yoinks! Like, we're not going to go there, right, Scoob? No way!
I know you insist that I'm the Dalai Lama, Isis, Baal. What do all of these ancient gods have in common with each other? They're all going down. World of the Unexplained, conservative paranormal talk. Big on God, big on guns. Our God can beat up your God.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts Doug and Scott L.
You're not listening to Ghostly Talk with Scott L. and Doug.
Do that again. Do it one more time.
Oh, my God.
Just do it. You got to do it really, like, you know, deep.
Deep?
Deep. Take it deep.
A really bad thought, but you're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug and Scott L.
That's about what he was doing when we recorded that stuff. We do have, you know, sitting here in Doug's chair, the illustrious Keith Brewer, who actually did those liners for us.
I know.
That's the voice. So we were just thinking about, like, hey, do it again. Just
I got a funny story about those. I'll tell you later.
What's that?
I can't tell you on the air.
It's not approved for radio.
This is Ghostly Doug. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm not Keith.
Is Doug still there?
And I am Doug, yes.
Good job, Doug.
This is just a train wreck tonight. Anyways.
Yeah, pretty much.
One thing I wanted to mention. I haven't mentioned this yet because we've been kind of busy here this first hour.
That my divorce is final tomorrow?
You know what? Let's bring that up.
Woohoo!
Bonnie's divorce is final tomorrow. What, do you care to elaborate on this, Bonnie?
He's a bleep, 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 bleep. And I left him and we're getting divorced. And I'm going to party for a week in Gettysburg. So everyone that runs into me in Gettysburg better be prepared.
Run.
That yeah, means you, gal.
Especially any men in uniform, dude. Forget it.
Oh, they're toast.
See, Bonnie, it's legal now, so Bonnie's just going to go. Oh, never mind. I don't even
what kind of uniform?
Any
uniform.
So, in other words,
not a janitor.
Gettysburg ghost pops up. Are you know, hey, what up?
I might. You never know.
Yeah. Congratulations, Bonnie, on your newfound freedom.
Thank you.
It's been kind of the talk around town for a while here. It's actually happening now. Bonnie will be in court tomorrow. What time?
8:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not, for that hour, I will be extremely happy.
I'm sure you will be. We do have this new thing, this new toy we have here with Ghostly Talk. We do have the call-in line we're working with now. Just in case you have not heard about this yet, the phone number to call in is 605-475-8590.
And the special number, 555-1081.
Very good. You get that memorized, too.
Yes, I do.
When you go on the line, we do take calls, even during guests and all that fun stuff. This is our new thing we're doing here. If you want to, like, raise your hand, we call it, on the line, you push 1-1 on your phone, and what that'll do is it'll make your hand raise, so to say, on our little digital readout here. Our operators are standing by. When they see this hand raise, they throw a rock at Bonnie's head, and then we find, and then we will.
When I say out, well, it has a note. Someone has a question.
It has, there'll be a note or something attached to it. So if you want to call in or anything like that, feel free to do that.
I thought we switched to Nerf footballs. Why are we back to rocks?
We went back to rocks. It just wasn't as effective.
They're less expensive.
Yeah, rocks are much cheaper. We can get those from anywhere.
You might want to try golf balls because sometimes it'll bounce again right back at you.
I don't need your help, Keith.
So, yeah, one thing with that. See, what we're doing now, and Doug and I have been talking at great length about this, and Doug, feel free to hop in any time on this you want. We're changing the direction of the show. We've been kind of lazy the last couple of years. We've been like, you know, this is more of a podcast-type format. We do broadcast live. But, you know, people generally have just been downloading the show. Mm-hmm. We're trying to move this to more of a live direction now. We've always broadcasted live, but now we're really trying to give you guys...
Live and interactive.
Yeah. Just make this more interactive. We want to give you guys also an incentive to listen to the show live. I'm going to announce this week, and we're going to start doing this probably next week. Every week, what I want to do is Keith H., Mr. Keith H. from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, has been nice enough to give us a handful of free passes to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Wow.
Nice.
Right? So what we're going to do is, we might have a trivia contest, something like that. I don't know what we're going to do, really, but most likely it'll involve calling in during the live broadcast. Mm-hmm. That's the one definite right there. We'll have like a trivia question or something like that, and if you're the first person to call in with the correct answer, right?
And don't forget, raise your hand.
You have to. Well, yeah, we just explained that. If you're the first person to call in, raise your hand. All that fun stuff. You will get yourself your own free pass to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Very cool.
Are there any restrictions?
Any restrictions as far as what?
I know, sleeping with the
my
judges.
Ex cannot apply.
Well, you can sleep with the judges all you want. That's perfectly cool. Why do you want to take that job?
I think I will. Not allowed in Puerto Rico.
Not allowed in Puerto Rico.
Damn it, Keith moved there, too.
Apparently, Keith agreed to be the judge here, so I guess you can sleep with the judges if you want. So, you know, whatever. Knock yourself out, for lack of a better term.
And the prime word there is knock.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be the first thing. We want people to start listening to the show live some more. So we want to encourage you guys to do that. And we're going to give you guys incentives. We might start giving books away too. We got a whole library of books here that have been, you know, the authors have, you know, we've read and stuff like that.
Right.
And that the authors have been nice enough to give to us to come on the show. We might start giving books away. There's all kinds of stuff we're going to be doing. I want to try to do this every week. Have a new prize. Right?
That would be cool.
Yeah, and that's going to, you know, hopefully give people the incentive to call, you know, listen to the show live, call in. So yeah, that's the new direction we're taking this thing in. Should be pretty fun. I do have on the phone, well, Doug's on the phone.
Yes, we know Dougie's on the phone.
Say hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug.
And we also have Jason Gowen.
Jason, you there, man?
No, I left.
I love you, Jason.
I'm here. How is everyone?
We're just fine, Jason. How are you?
I'm very depressed.
Oh, good.
Jason was... Jason.
Excited for tomorrow. Bonnie's going to be single again.
I know.
All over that at Gettysburg.
I'll make sure I'm leather clad for you.
That is just going to be...
Yeah.
You guys are not going to come near the keys to my room. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll have my own room. I don't need yours.
Bonnie's...
I might stay at a different hotel.
Bonnie's sticky, slimy love palace.
Hey.
Right in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Bonnie, yeah. None of that better... Sean and I are going to have to work swing shifts.
Bonnie's got the craziest look on her face.
Wow. Right. I'm going to have me a good time in Gettysburg.
Well, like I said, the first half an hour of the show, unfortunately, Philip Gardner could not make it tonight. His wife is not doing very well. So, again, please keep his wife and your guys' thoughts and prayers and whatnot out there. Hopefully she pulls through. Philip just couldn't do the show because he's been busy trying to take care of his wife. What I did do, though, obviously, is I called up Jason and said, "Hey, Jason." And he's like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And I'm like, "Yeah, hey, would you like to come on the show tonight with Doug and talk about your guys' experience Bigfoot hunting?"
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were both Bigfoot hunting together.
Did he say he was too shy to do it?
Well, actually, he started breathing really heavy on the phone.
Mm-hmm. He usually does it when I call.
And then he started saying, he was saying things like, you know.
You say when everyone calls.
And here I thought I was special.
Well, no, obviously Jason agreed to come on, and these guys were going to talk about what happened this weekend. And I intentionally did this, too, because Jason, I felt so bad, because Jason's like, "Dude, we had a great," I'm like, "Shut up. I don't want to hear anything about it, right? I want to hear about it on the show." So what basically we're going to do, because I'm going to turn this over to Doug.
All right.
Because he is one of the hosts of the show.
Do it to it, Dougie.
I want to know everything that happened this weekend, guys. You were Bigfooting in Elmira, New York.
Wait, use Doug's line. Tell me everything.
Tell me everything.
Well, everything starts with my new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And my new vehicle has been named...
It's
and
a
I know
bad name. We're going to change it.
We're going to change it, but it's the Afterlife Explorer.
Nope. We don't like that.
We're not having that. But anyway, so I hop in, and I drive through Canada and a traffic jam and a closed road, and I enter New York, and I swing down to... bustling Horseheads, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Horseheads, New York.
Horseheads, New York. It's every road is closed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take a detour to go next door.
Awesome.
It's really, really amazing. Yes. And so I get to Horseheads. I had a blast getting there. I worked from the hotel on Friday. That was Thursday night. Then Friday I worked from the hotel, And then we had had plans. Gowan was going to pop in, and we were going to, you know, make plans and laugh it up and just, you know, general craziness Friday night. And I, because I am can I say turd on the air? I don't know.
That's only a $5,000 fine. Go ahead.
Oh, that's not bad then. I canceled on it.
Mm-hmm.
I canceled my Friday night plans. I felt so guilty. I had a headache. I couldn't do it. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't.
What were the plans for?
We were just going to do general mayhem, right?
Yeah.
You guys missed that completely.
Okay, so you canceled on Jason the first night you're there.
And you made him cry.
And I made him cry.
And he made him cry.
I felt so bad, but I had this headache, and I couldn't do anything about it. I couldn't shake it, and I did as much as I could, and I got rid of it eventually, like 2 a.m. or something. But by then, you know, he was snuggled up in bed at home, and I was, still feeling the after effects. So Friday night didn't happen, but Saturday happened in a big, big way.
Mm-hmm.
I spent Saturday from, I woke up about 10 or so. I went out to the pool. They have a pool there at the Luxurious Nights Inn in Horseheads.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the pool and I was the only one. And I stayed there for 2 hours until this, oh my gosh, it was insane. There was this little white car with like, I don't know. I think there was 10 or 15 people in it. and they pulled up, and I got introduced to, of course, Jason was in there, and I knew him. And Bill was in there, and Matt was in there, and I think there was someone else.
Nick.
Oh, yeah, Nick. How could we forget the Nickster, Nick Faust?
I don't care.
He's like the least person to forget.
Right. I was trying to picture where you guys were all seated in the car, but that didn't work out very well because Nick was basically laying in all four seats somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And how that was working. And so Nick and Bill and Jason and Matt, they come piling out of this car, and it didn't stop from then on. It did not stop. Basically, Magnus Apollo drove down.
Mm-hmm.
When he arrived, he had to change. When he arrived, he had to change. That was later. First, before Magnus got there, we went to pick up Tim Holmes,
mm-hmm.
the Bigfoot hunter. Yeah.
And this is where the plot thickens.
The world-renowned Bigfoot hunter. What?
The world-renowned Bigfoot hunter, yes.
Yeah. And go ahead.
It was, I can't even put words to it. Anybody who has not seen GHI versus Bigfoot, and I don't think there is anybody out there who hasn't seen it, but if you Google GHI vs. Bigfoot, you'll come up with this video, and it's 40 minutes long. And I've said this before, I sat down, we were going to have Ghost Hunters, Inc. on the show, right? And I sat down to watch it, and I saw it was 40 minutes, and I'm like, oh, well, I'll just, like, skip ahead real quick, and I'll spend, like, maybe 3 minutes and get little clips, and then I'll maybe sound slightly like I watched it. And that was my original plan when I thought it was 40 minutes long. Instead, I watched it through the entire thing twice.
Well, what I'll do tonight also, Doug, speaking of that video, now that we've mentioned that, I'm going to put a link up to that video on the homepage tonight when we do updates after the show. So we'll have a link to that for you people to check out. And if you haven't seen the video yet, you'll be able to view the video in all of its 50 minutes of glory.
You need to see it.
Yes, it's good.
I think it's required watching for anybody thinking about going Bigfoot hunting. It does show you
what
how
not to do.
What was that, Jason?
Yeah, what not to do.
Yeah, it's required to learn what not to do on a Bigfoot hunt.
So you met up with Tim Holmes. You guys met up with Tim Holmes. Where did we go from there?
That was insane. And we also met Dave. Dave's a Bigfoot hunter as well. He's been doing it for
Dave Rose.
13 years or 18 years, something like that. So we met up with him. And then we all went to Burger King. I have to say it because it's part of the video. It's Burger
King.
Yeah,
no problem. There.
And, of course, we were in somebody's heaven when we were there. It was just insanely cool, I guess. His new thing is that he thinks he's a vegetarian, even though he was blatantly eating a Whopper.
We're talking about Tim now, right?
Yep. Yes. Tim announced to us that he is now a vegetarian ever since a couple of weeks ago when, I don't know, Susie Wong or somebody told him he should be a vegetarian. So
Stacy Lynn Honda.
That's his new bride-to-be for the week. Yes, Stacy Lynn Honda said it's best to be a vegetarian, so he's now a vegetarian. And, of course, I ordered the chicken things that are in the shape of little crowns, and they're breaded. So I said, well, I'm off my diet today. And he ordered a Whopper and said, so am I. It was insane.
So all of us
were off our diets, evidently. And we went to, then we went back to the hotel. We collected Magnus, and he had to change, so we got him.
Hang on. We got a technical difficulty.
Technical difficulties.
Keith just like ripped a microphone off the table.
My his chest
hair. See what happens when you bring. You know, we need professionals here, Doug. You need to be here from now on. This is what happens.
Doug, he did it with his chest hair.
He did it with his chest hair. His chest hair got caught in the actual foam of the microphone and ripped it off
my chest hair.
Sorry. Okay.
Maybe we didn't have to go to Connecticut Hill to find Bigfoot. We just gone and done the show. I don't care.
Anyway, sorry about that. What were you saying?
So we went to So we collected Magnus, and we all got into. There were two vehicles at this point.
Mm-hmm.
My quote afterlife explorer end quote. Temporarily.
Don't use that name anymore.
Okay, and then Samantha's monster truck.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally a monster truck. It literally is a monster truck, and it says so on it. It says Samantha's monster truck on it. And I don't know who Samantha is, but I'm sure it must be somebody.
It's his daughter.
Oh, his daughter. So we have.
Wait, whose daughter was this?
Dave Rose.
Okay, Dave Rose. Okay, so this was his daughter's truck.
Right. So we had two trucks. We had my vehicle and the monster truck, and it literally says monster truck on it, so you know.
Yeah.
And then we drove up Connecticut Hill. Hill is not the right word for it. Like, for example, I don't know, Gowan, can you think of any vehicles, like, that you would safely take up there?
Make like the vehicles they drove in Jurassic Park?
Right, that would do it. Those might be good for that place. That place is absolutely, totally wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean wild in, it's overgrown, it's a forest, it's got, you know, ruts. Oh, my gosh. We were driving.
Well, it is the home of the Valley of No Return.
Yeah.
But that is true. It's got the valley. We went into the Valley of No Return. We haven't returned.
Oddly enough, we came back again.
We keep returning from there. I don't get it. But yeah, it was, oh, man. And then we hiked.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
First, he made Doug and Nick reenact the a mother and son seeing a Bigfoot walk in front of them.
Doug was the mother?
Yeah, I think so.
Tim did this? Tim did this?
Yeah, Tim made them reenact it.
I was going to ask if there was any hijinks before you guys even got on the trail.
Do we have this on
tape? Tim has renamed Nick Tricky Nicky. We don't really know where that came from, but Tim put on the bug suit, and we realized that Tim's bug pants are actually see-through, and he didn't wear anything else under them but underwear.
Oh, nice.
So they look like, what did you call them, Doug? Genie pants. Like, you know, they're like genie pants. They are see-through. So picture Tim the Bigfoot Hunter in I Dream of Genie's pants.
I would prefer not to.
I think somebody's been looking into my wardrobe.
So you guys, you guys,
a whole lot of sexy going on.
So you guys got up on the trail. Am I correct?
Yep. Yeah, we recreated the sighting from last week, the mother and daughter. I don't remember if I was the mother or the daughter, but I was either the mother or the daughter, and then Nick
we're pretty,
was the mother
though.
Or the daughter, the other one. And, yeah, we were skipping down the road, and then Tim played the Bigfoot, and he ran across the road. So, and we were suitably frightened. Well, we were suitably frightened even before we did that, but, you know, we were suitably frightened. And we got that recreated for everybody to see in, you know, in and on camera in Technicolor.
You guys were taping, so, yeah, I was going to ask, you guys were taping the majority of this, too, am I correct?
Yeah, everything is entirely on tape.
Thank God.
It's one or two cameras going the entire time, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then we walked through the woods a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot.
Well,
that was the whole day.
I tell you what.
I didn't think Doug was going to make it. I wasn't. Dude, all right, listen to this. I went Bigfoot hunting in the woods with people who are young, obviously younger and in shape, or just young or just in shape. I mean, everybody else was younger or in shape or both. Right.
It was you, Doug.
I'm old, and I'm out of shape. I was the, you know, like, which one of these things is not like the other? I was that one. I was not like the others. And so they left me. They were hiking straight up a cliff, and I was, like a quarter of the way up, and they just took off, and I thought, well, you know, I'll just plod along. I'll be the tortoise. And I just basically huffed and puffed my way up to the top of a cliff. It was more of a slight incline. But it was definitely an incline, and it was very difficult for me. But, boy, I think you did a good job.
Like, you made it. And I was happy you did it. It was rewarding. I mean, you got to hang out with Tim.
Well,
only twice did I dial for the the rescue helicopter, but they, you know, unfortunately the call didn't go through because, you know, I didn't have good cell service in there.
Guys, I want to take a break right here because I want to hear more, but I want to do it. It's a good cliffhanger, I think. What do you guys think?
All
right at the cliff.
Because I know there's, well, I'll just ask you guys when we come back from the other side of the break.
This is Chris from Crossroads Paranormal Radio. Tune in to Mike and I every Sunday night at 10 Eastern, live on Blog Talk Radio. Join us at www.cprshow.com as we discuss various paranormal topics and interview members of the paranormal community. Crossroads Paranormal Radio, breathing life into the paranormal community.
Up a page on my rocks were smoking off three up a page on the locks all broken off three up a cage on the cops been hoping I'm leaving today, but I'm here to stay, I'm leaving the way, cause I'm here to stay, leaving the way, I'm here to stay, leaving the way, cause I'm here to stay, leaving the way, cause I'm here to stay. I was trapped, wrapped, fingers and round guitar strings and high attacks. Whack never, a too clever, I crack. Down into the really severed slack, cat traps, but up with that, back to the tropics at hand. Palms, trees, floats, fist around a young man. Fully enveloped, slowly developing. I flew back to Cali, powered by my own way. And now I sing about the things that I've seen with my own two ears. The truth is, I recognize they grow into elderly to shelter the innocence of childhood. Innocently smile, I innocently smile. And yes, I will be around for you. Guess it a while. My style is wild, glorious, majestic. So hot, I am the dessert, deserving dry space. Open and hoping for liquid spheres to create. Oasis is this place, it is so hot. Trapped in my rhyme, burning like a sunspot. That oasis is this place, it is so hot. Trapped in my rhyme, burning like a sunspot. Well, I wrote the song when the heat is a day. In the heat of the moment, when the heat would say. In this brand of songs, the key is this way. It's the heat of the days, I'll eat up a page. And I wrote the song when the heat is a day. In the heat of the moment that he would say. In this brand of songs, the key to this way. It's the heat of the day, so I'll eat up a page. For the crops are smoking, I'll free up a blaze. For the locks are broken, I'll free up my cage. And I'm constantly hoping I'm leaving today. But I'm here to stay, I'm leading the way. Cause I'm here to stay, leading the way. Cause I'm here to stay, leading the way. Cause I'm here to stay. And I wrote the song in the heat of the day. In the heat of the moment, better hear what it say. And it's brand new songs, the key to this way. It's the heat of the day, so eat up a page. And I wrote the song in the heat of the day. In the heat of the moment, better hear what it say. And it's brand new songs, the key to this way. It's the heat of the day, so eat up a page. Free up a blade.
Experience the charm and mystery of the Deet Sound through ghost stories by attending the highly respected Roswell Ghost Tour. Your experienced guide will lead you on this two-hour outdoor walking tour through the historic district of Roswell. One of the highlights of the tour is a visit to Founders Cemetery, the burial site of Roswell King, where bodies are buried beneath modern streets and houses. Grand Greek Revival mansions and humble millworkers' apartments are some of the haunted sites you'll see on this mile of easy walking. Check RoswellGhostTour.com for the current schedule. Tours run most Friday and Saturday nights year-round, and private tours may be arranged. Reservations are required. Call 770-649-9922. That's 770-649-9922 for more information. Happy haunting from Roswell Ghost Tours.
There's no ghost, there's no god. There's a perfectly rational explanation for any kind of phenomena you might encounter.
Want to remind you guys, we are going to be starting next weekend. Like I mentioned earlier, last half
not
hour.
Not next weekend, 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, I'm so, yeah, 2 weeks because next weekend we're going to be gone. Yeah, again, we no archive next week, but we'll probably have all kinds of goodies for people to download the week. Well, not this coming week, but next week.
Correct.
After the show, because we'll have, you know, as you guys know, we go to these conferences. We don't do a show, but we always, you know, record the speakers or interviews we do there and stuff like that and put it up for free download, usually, you know, obviously with the consent of the speakers and stuff like that. So that'll all be up after next weekend for people to check out. What I did want to mention also, too, is we're going to be, every week, we're going to be doing a contest, I think. We're going to probably have to do it. What do you think about that, Doug? Like, every week? What do you think, man?
Let's give it a try. Why not?
You'll have to listen live, and we're not going to do it at a set time, either.
Yeah, completely random.
So you're not going to know when we
just
do it.
Just like ghostly talk.
You're not going to know when
we
do it.
We can do Win a Date with Nick Faust if you want.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm. Interesting.
We could raffle or, yeah, Win a Date with Nick Faust to answer a question. Yeah, Nick Faust, yeah.
He is GQ.
He got some GQ pictures. I got to say, the guy's pretty cute.
He is GQ.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say these things, because if he's listening, it will feed his ego, then
he's
I got to do it.
He's not as hot as Jason Gowen, though.
Well, Jason Gowen's
good
whip.
Thank Bonnie.
Random, though. We're going to see what happens with this. This is a new experiment. Like I said, we're changing the direction of this show. We want to start getting that live listener
right.
base back again, just because it's more fun. We'll have a lot of fun doing mm-hmm. that. And you guys will, too. But, yeah, that's something to keep an eye out for that after next weekend, all that fun stuff. We were talking about the last half an hour. We were talking about Bigfoot. Or lack thereof so far. We're going to talk about Bigfoot. We're talking about Doug's adventure, because Doug's out of town, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Doug's in beautiful Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. He's there for the whole week.
I know. I will be joining him tomorrow or Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll be joining with him early this mm-hmm. week in Gettysburg. And then the rest of us will be coming out early Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. We thought we had a meeting on this over the weekend, like those of us that are coming, mm-hmm. the posse, and we're leaving out. I kid you not. We're leaving out at 4 a.m. Thursday
morning.
Y'all
are crazy.
Well, we want to get there early.
I know.
We
want to
get there
crazy.
Early. Well, because that's here. That, you know, Doug, I'm going to mention this, too. I'm going to mention this, too. I guess we can mention this. What do you think, Doug? We're going to be actors this coming week, too. Aren't we, Doug?
I am so looking forward to it. I can't even sit still.
Doug, well, did Scott
tell right
you they found?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
the perfect part for me.
We found the perfect part for Bonnie also. But you know, high level, what we're going to be doing this week. When we get to Gettysburg on Thursday. Andy and Tanya Kaiser from
mm-hmm.
Expiro Productions, just a wonderful couple of people that are doing some seriously cool work. As far as production, DVD work, and covering some really interesting stuff, they asked us if we wanted to be part of a mockumentary. And I say the word mockumentary, not documentary, mockumentary they're doing. We don't know there's a working title. I don't want to say it because I don't want to like ruin it for everybody. But Doug, myself, Bonnie is going to be part of this. Tom and Amber, Jonathan from Grimstone is going to be part of this thing too. Our whole crew is coming down there to basically be actors.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't like, you know, follow.
I'm not going to have to act for this part.
Well, this isn't like follow us around with a camera with a night vision camera and have us act scared and stuff like that. This is going to be really stupid acting because
mm-hmm.
we can't act. But they're asking us to do
this.
What's that, Doug?
Well, I'm really concerned because I play myself in this movie and I'm really working
as
on
do
I. that. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a stretch.
I would like you only better. Okay?
I'll give it a try.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have to play myself also. It's going to be interesting because we have to play ourselves, but we actually have a script and stuff like that, so that's going to be kind of interesting. So be yourself, but read these lines. We'll see how it works out. It's going to be something, but they're going to be releasing this. It's going to be a film. They're going to release it. They're going to put it out. So apparently we have to do a good job, or we're not going to be on it. That's what we're doing Thursday when we go out there. The first day we're out there, you'd think we'd be going out to the fields of Gettysburg. No, we're going to be acting. That's going to be our first adventure when we get there. So look forward to that. We'll keep you guys posted on all that fun stuff. Anyways, though, I didn't want to kill this for you guys. But what happened? You guys went up the hill and Doug nearly died, from what I understand. Go ahead.
We were coming down the hill and they found something and Doug was hoping it was a giant Pepsi machine.
How typical.
Really, they're all huddled over the corner and I, of course, am way, way behind and they go, oh my gosh, look at this, everybody, look at this. And so I'm like, oh, what is it, a giant Pepsi machine? And I, like, run over there, fastest I moved all day. And, no, it wasn't a pile of or a diet Pepsi machine. It was like a pile of bones or some silly nonsense. And
nothing important, just some bones.
No. We did get to do some Bigfoot calls. which was, you know, they actually let me and Nick do the Bigfoot calls.
Ooh, interesting.
Which is, if you've seen the Antoine and Pierre video, so we
yeah.
didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that's probably not the right way to do it.
Aw, why not?
Well, it didn't work.
It didn't work at
all.
You could have done an owl call.
Yeah, we did. We tried some of that.
But
yeah.
That you can't do it when it is.
Good. Well,
what it is.
My big question here is, did you guys see anything at all?
We heard some knocking that supposedly is like their telltale mark, but that was it.
Knocking? That's a woodpecker.
Yeah, I'm just telling you what the experts told me. And by experts, I mean Tim.
Mm-hmm.
So, did we find the creature of Connecticut Hill? No.
Oh, okay.
We found nothing. But Doug did find that he hates hiking.
Mm. Well, that was one thing we discussed, Jason, was that we were worried about Doug, because Doug isn't he isn't the master woodsman that everybody thinks he is, right?
Who thinks this is what I want to know.
Well, we were concerned about Doug's well-being by by lending him to you guys. We're glad to see he's alive, and that's my biggest thing. We're glad to see that he's alive, but obviously it was a strain on Doug, and Doug's he's sensitive. You have to be careful with him, so. That's what we were concerned about. Sounds like everything worked out, though, with Doug. I mean, Doug's obviously alive. He's on the phone right now. So, okay, cool. All right, so.
Well, the very first thing I did was I showed them the location in my wallet of my,
medical
insurance.
Card?
Yeah. Your insurance?
Yeah, so they all knew. He told us where it was. I'm like, it's right here. It's behind the credit card. Just, reach in. There's three of them. They look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were well prepared should anything had happened.
Because at your age, anything's possible.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so. Tim actually behaved with the guns, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? I was afraid to mention that, but now that you brought it up, why not? How did that work out? I know there was an issue with this. Did this work out okay?
Yeah, we had a little talk with him, and. He didn't load it until like the end when he did the target practice with Nick.
Oh, he did that again, huh?
Yeah, he was like really excited about it, and the rest of us just pretty much ignored him.
Awesome.
My concern was I'm a little bit more of a pacifist, I think, than while I support people's right to keep and bear arms because it's granted to us. It's one of the few things we still have.
Mm-hmm.
I support that. I don't think wandering around the woods with a loaded weapon with the safety off is a good idea. So I mentioned that.
Well, especially with Ghost Hunters Incorporated and there too, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know what I don't know what you're talking about.
So what I did is I had said what would really make me happy is if. I acceded to actually bringing the weapons. Those are okay as long as they are not loaded while we're wandering around the woods. And indeed, he kept the shells or bullets or whatever they are in his pocket and carried the gun so that it was not loaded. And that comforted me. And it was still accessible should a mountain lion had come upon us. It turns out the most aggressive animal that we did see, other than the bunny and the field mouse, was a porcupine.
Ooh.
So, I know. And by then, we were in the car.
We were also on a completely different location.
Oh, yeah, and we were also completely out of the area, yeah. So.
Okay. Well, he's obviously the elusive, dangerous, porcupine is extremely aggressive, too, so I'm glad you guys didn't have to actually go face-to-face with that animal.
Oh, me too. That would have been scary.
It was terrifying.
Surprising.
Doug, what have I told you?
I know. I sounded
No accents, ever.
I know, that was bad. So then we went then we went for pizza, and then we went ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
We actually ghost hunted, and I ghost hunted with GHI.
Uh-huh.
And what an experience.
Was it like a Broadway production?
There were parts. There were definitely parts, and then there were parts where we just, laughed hysterically just for nothing.
I find that really hard to believe.
We're very serious with our work.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I don't know why guys are tickling. It's not funny. We're very scientific all the time.
So what happened, Doug?
Yes. we were talking when we were sitting in the cemetery next to the Church of the Damned. Mm-hmm. There was a something. Somebody asked a question, and you said, "Well, you know, we don't know. Something we just don't research." But still, it was just an amazing experience. First of all, GHI, the equipment. You know, they bring out tons of equipment. They've got the recorders, you know, the of course the video, which is what they're famous for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the video camera was going, the equipment was all going. Had a ghost appeared, we'd have had it somehow. It would have been on a digital still. It would have been on a video. It would have been on a tape recorder. Just everything. So they definitely have their bases covered. And the places that they hunt are phenomenal. These are places from, you know, everybody's seen them in the movies, because I know everybody by now has Googled GHI versus Bigfoot, then followed every GHI link and saw every movie.
Like being Googled.
Actually, if you go to the Ghostly Talk YouTube page, we have like our own little like whatever YouTube profile page. I think I loaded the majority. I linked the majority of them up, the GHI videos, to our site. So if you want to try to find those, they're on the Ghostly, just like I guess search member or Ghostly Talk or whatever, and it'll take you to our youtube.com/ghostlytalk. That's what the link is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, youtube.com/ghostlytalk. All the videos are up on there, so you can check them out right there.
Perfect.
Well,
so a lot of these locations had already been shown, you know, in these things, but I went to them, and being there is just incredible. And the whole gang, I mean, they really do a decent job. They were out there. They were getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciated it. And they bring humor, and there's a lot of seriousness. It's quite a mixture when you go on a hunt with GHI.
Well, did anything happen? Did anything strange happen that night with you guys?
Bill heard some screaming, like I heard a screaming voice in the Barclay Cemetery. And I heard it too. But I heard it from a different direction.
And this is in the middle of nowhere, so there's nobody.
There's no houses or anything around there?
Nope, not from like miles and miles and miles.
And Bill heard screaming.
Yeah, like a yell.
Doug, what'd you hear?
I heard it sounded like either somebody yelling like loudly, either a yelp, you know, if it sounds like that, or somebody saying help. Because it sounded initially like somebody saying help. And then I thought, oh, maybe that was a yelp, like from a wild dog or a coyote or whatever. I don't know. But then I've never heard a coyote yelp, so I figure, well, the closest thing that it sounded like was help. And that was my initial thought.
Hmm. Okay. Anything else happen to you guys?
Nothing happened to me, and I didn't really see or hear anything. Anything with you, Doug?
Nope. I am looking forward though to the results of what's on the video cameras and the.
Yeah, because we haven't gone over any of the video camera evidence or anything yet. So we might have a lot of stuff on EVP. We just don't know about it yet.
Well, I'm wondering, Jason, you're going to know this better than anybody. Are you guys going to take the video that you guys shot and bring it into like another one of your historic, legendary GHI videos?
Absolutely.
Oh, really? Greg's going to get a hold of those and just rip them apart, huh?
Probably, yep.
Oh, boy, so we have to look forward to that now.
I can't wait.
Plus Doug in them now.
I know. Doug's a big star.
I guess dreams do come true, huh, Doug?
They do. I'm so fortunate. I am, because I tell you, to be in a THI video is, it's just truly, first of all, bizarre and very, very exciting. And I had an absolute blast. And Bonnie... You and I are definitely going to schedule a trip, and we're going to go to Horsehead, Elmira area, or whatever it is, and visit them guys and go out with them. Because Bonnie, you would have a you would love, first of all, the roads, driving up and down them roads and around the curve. It's your thing. I mean, they made those roads for you.
It's like they followed rattlesnakes when they built them.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Turn me loose.
Well, and we've got to go back. It's a must do. It's not even a to-do list. It's a must do.
Well, I love it when you make plans for me, Doug.
Well, I think this one you will forgive me because you will love the road.
I will because I'll get to hang with Gow.
Well, and you'll get to hang with Gowan.
I know.
Wait for Monday.
I know since day one, Doug and I have discovered Ghost Hunters Incorporated, we've always been kind of mystified with you guys as far as, you know, not a lot of groups put out the videos you guys put out as far as coverage and stuff like that goes. I hate to say a lot of videos. They're more investigation-type videos, which are really great, and they're really interesting, but you guys kind of add that extra flavor. You know, and that's kind of, I guess, what we try to do with the show here, too, is, you know, we want to present information, well, except for this last hour. we want to present a lot of information and things like that. But at the same time, we want to have a good time and have fun with it, too. You guys do the exact same thing with your videos, too. And that's why we've always enjoyed the stuff you guys do. And I guess it's kind of how we've all struck up this friendship. And ultimately, Doug finally got out to do some work with you guys. Now I have to get out there now. I guess it's my turn now, huh, Jason?
And don't worry, we're filming this weekend in Gettysburg. So you'll get your chance then. And you're always welcome here.
Oh, I'm going to get my chance on film this coming weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We're filming.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we are absolutely filming GHI Takes on Gettysburg. Absolutely.
You could make a whole nother film that's GHI Takes on Drunk Bonnie. So
yeah, that might be a nice little part of the video you might want to just add to that, actually, is Bonnie.
Oddly enough, I actually just got a whole lot of stock porno music, so that's perfect.
Nice.
Awesome.
Well, we're looking forward to that. I know... You know, speaking of the Ghost World Conference, today was the last day for tickets too.
Yep.
Today was the last day for tickets. I think midnight tonight is the last.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, well, as far as our time's concerned, you have about 4 hours to buy your tickets for the Ghost World Conference this weekend. It's going to be a hoot. I know that for a fact.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's going to be there. You know, obviously we talked about it, you know, earlier with Laura.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know about it yet and you listen to Ghostly Talk, then you got a serious problem.
Right.
Because we've been talking a lot about it at this conference. And GHI is going to be there also. Jason, it's going to be you. Who else is coming with you?
Nick, Bill, and Matt are all coming.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Nick is going to be there again. I can't wait.
He loves you so much because he asks about you all the time.
Oh, really?
That's kind of creepy.
Why does he ask about me?
Because I think he has a crush.
Oh,
he has a crush, huh?
That's special.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm kind of creeped out now. What's that?
God, they showed me last night. They showed me the road he lives down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, when you go out like into the thumb area of Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and there's like house on, there's like maybe two houses on a road, and the road's like 8 miles long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of area that he lives in.
Oh, boy.
So, it's like absolute, like, desolation. There's like nothing around. So, that little crush could turn into a fixation if we don't watch out.
It could be bad.
Yeah,
Unabomber style.
No. Okay, that's enough.
Years before they find you.
Thanks, Chris.
He just starts mailing your body parts to Amber. It'll be great.
Yeah.
he's not like that. He really enjoys you guys a lot, so he's looking forward to this weekend.
Well, we had a good time in Arkansas. We all hung out together in Arkansas, so we're looking forward to that too. I actually commanded Jason and Nick. I'm like, you guys will be coming to my room later tonight so we can talk.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We sat
there. Yeah, we got to have another of our now famous talk, too.
Yeah, we did. I think, yeah, then you guys, if I remember correctly now, you guys actually were like, you guys taped, you asked, you wanted to interview me for your guys' project.
We have that footage, so we got to get that edited.
Well, all I remember actually about that was that you guys were like, you know, what do you think about the future of the paranormal? So I went into my whole diatribe about that. And I remember, like, looking behind me, and I see these two gigantic tattooed arms, like, right behind me. And it's Sean Burris, right, because he's got all these tattoos all over him. And he's, like, behind me, like, going, you tell him, brother! You tell him! Yeah, you tell him, brother! You tell him! And I don't know if he got that on film or not, these two big arms behind me. It must have made me look like a complete badass.
that whole thing is on film.
Oh, my God.
We have to have another one of our famous talks, Kyle. which basically involves you making me laugh until I almost pee and me massaging you.
No, because you hurt my back last time.
Hey, you needed it, man.
I'm a massage therapist. You know what? Okay, gal, I got to say that's part of the course. If your back is messed up or your neck is as messed up as mine is,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be sore for a day or two after that. She's like breaking the muscle up and stuff like that, so that's part of it.
The massage she gave me looked like a pro wrestling mess because I was like screaming in pain the entire time.
Ironically, that's the exact same thing I did last year in Gettysburg.
Yes.
I had a cranking neck ache when we got down to Gettysburg last year, so Bonnie worked it out, and I was screaming my head off the whole time.
That's what I do. I like to make people scream. What can I say?
So, did anything else happen this weekend, guys, that you'd like to report?
I was trying to think. Anything you can think of, Doug? I think we pretty well covered everything that happened.
Gow discovered his undying love for me. That's what happened. You
great.
Did.
Great.
Well, I knew about it before.
There's a place in Connecticut Hill called the Foundation, and it's a foundation of, like, I don't know, an old house or something. And we did discover Bigfoot's underpants.
Okay.
Nearby, yes. They evidently, I don't know why he left them there, but they were nearby. And they were also near the pile of bones, which is kind of scary. But,
well, you know, midnight snack, you're out there in your underpants.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I've been there.
It definitely, Connecticut Hill is a place, you know, fun for the whole family.
Excellent. Well, guys, I have to say, Jason, well, first of all, Jason, thanks for joining us for this last hour. And,
hey, no problem, anytime.
Yeah, helping Doug out with this. We're going to be seeing you again this weekend at the Ghost World Conference in beautiful Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, so we're looking forward to that. Doug, you're going to stay on the line, right? Because in the next hour, the last hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Jeff and Camille Harmon about, you know, we put astrology on the site, but there's going to be a lot more to talk about than just that, I think. So definitely, you're going to be hanging around, right, Doug?
Well, that sounds good. Or if you wanted to take over, I'm very, very flexible.
Well, as you can hear, I'm losing my voice again, so I'm going to need you. I think I'm going to need all the backup I can get. Thankfully, we have Chris Bailey from Grimstone hanging out here, along with our other field reporter, Keith Brewer. He's sitting on the couch right now. So I'm going to need all the help I can get, I think, guys. So hopefully you can hang out, Doug.
Excellent. Not a problem.
Guys, why don't we take a quick break here? This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Doug.
And we'll be right back after this.